So, yo, bro, like, how many years have you actually had your car for?
August makes 13 years.
13 years. That's
13 years.
It's crazy to think that in my 2 years here or something like that, I think I've been through five.
See, but that I don't. Five? I know a lot of friends that do it, too. And personally, I think you just don't enjoy the car when you're constantly buying and selling.
I was confused for the last.
See, but that's where I don't want to be. And that's why I've stayed with my car for
the last couple
years.
I definitely have settled for some things that wouldn't ideally have chose.
Dude, it's hard for me to find like a daily that I could be like, all right, I enjoy driving it. Like, it's not the fastest car in the world by all means, but it's fun.
But all right. So 13 years makes what month?
August,
13 years. How much money have you dumped into your car over 13 years?
We don't discuss those types of things.
Non-maintenance.
Or motor swap, like blowing motors and
No repairs and maintenance included. Let's just say in mods alone, like over a 13-year span with the same car, like where are you at roughly? You don't have to tell us exactly, but.
I'd say mods worth.
Yeah.
Because that's, I don't
know. But retail value.
Yeah, that's the worth of it, because I, you know.
Well, not like a used worth, like the. You can give a ballpark.
I'd say maybe 10 to 15.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because you got a lot of stuff. You got a lot of stuff.
I mean, like, that's not even including, like, the vinyl wrapping it, the, you know, little pieces here and there. That's more like suspension, wheels, you know, my exhaust, the intercoolers, the radiators, the aluminums, any of that, the carbon fiber pieces that are on there. I'd probably say about close to 15.
Suspension, wheels, off. Well, wheels maybe, but people probably like, you know. We got the hookup, but
well, before that, dude, I
lots of wheels.
In my 13 years of that ownership, there was a point where I was swapping wheels every 6 to 8 months. I think I'm at 19 sets of wheels on my car.
That's crazy. I thought I had a lot of wheels in my Civic.
Since I own the car, I've had 19. Dude, it was every year. I think within the year, I changed the wheels 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, I used to do about the same, but I had that car for 7 years, but.
You know what it is? You also get the people like, dude, I want your wheels. It's like, okay, give me money. You know, like it's one of those like, all right, yeah, I have no problem moving on to it. But there's definitely some wheels out there that I miss that I wish I'd never got rid of.
Well, people probably know that you drive a Mark 6 GTI.
I feel like you guys all know by now. Like, it's no secret.
The thing they wouldn't know is that yesterday I picked up a Mark 7 GTI.
I know, and so, I've already blown up your inbox with things. So that now you need we're buying.
same but different.
Same but different, right. And I'm sorry for you. I feel bad that what I'm gonna do to you, the influence that I'm gonna have on you, is terrible.
The car I bought is bone stock, and I'm just in this position of like, it's my daily driver, and I have my Miata as my weekend car, and I'm kind of just like, I don't know what the road is gonna be in terms of mods for this car. And I can look at someone like you who's had yours for a long time. You've put a lot of money in terms of mods, and I'm kind of just like, I don't know where I want to be at or what I can really do with the budget that I have.
So it comes down to really what you're looking for exactly. Like, personally for me, if I'm starting out and say, like, you have, what, like a $5,000 budget, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm starting with suspension and wheels and tires. That's the first go-to for me. You work on your handling. You start to get your style, your stance, everything that you kind of want started going from there.
You know, like, I think I tell anyone, like, any of my friends or anything like that, or just anyone, really. Like, I personally think my true belief is the very first mod I think anyone should do is tires, is what I think.
We had that conversation out there, which it can be tricky, but I agree with you.
Depending on, obviously, what you have. If your car comes with an incredible set of summer tires from the factory, and you can actually use those summer tires, and you live in an environment where it's applicable, like, that's really good. But if you have a car, like, take the first generation Scion FRSs or the BRZs, those cars came with the factory tire was the same tire all season ones that came on a Toyota Prius. Like, those are garbage.
Yeah. But also, you got to also think about power difference, too. Like, those things, bone stock out of there, they're not pushing crazy amount of power so that they need that crazy sticky tire. But again, it comes down to who's driving it.
Right.
Like, that's why, for your sake, you like to grip turns. You like to get into your turns and drive it a little bit harder. Yeah, tires is definitely going to be probably the first thing you're going to want to do.
Even my WRX, which is the only new car I've ever bought in my life, is the WRX, which was a 2022. That car comes with factory Dunlop summer tires. And those tires sucked. I never ran Dunlops before, and I don't know if it's just that one in particular, but whatever it may be, but those tires were very bad. I did not like them at all.
What started my wheel and tire hoarding or
Obsession
was the first tires that was on my GTI wheels.
Yeah, what was that?
I had Pirelli P0s on there. And yeah. Listen, it's a great tire. They grip well. I don't like the wear that they had on there, but those were so soft that if you lightly touched any pothole, you had a bubble.
Yeah.
There was a point where, like, I had two bubbles on one tire. It got to the point every 2 or 3 months I had to swap out one tire. Right then and there, I dropped tires, wheel size, and went with a beefier tire.
I had P0s on my Hyundai. And I hated them. Performance-wise, great.
Oh, performance-wise, they're great. But after a while, they wear, like...
I did have a couple bubbles on mine, actually. Dude, no. I had bubbles on mine, and I had some punctures.
Any other tire I've ever had, I've never seen a bubble on.
Yeah.
So that's the crazy part with me. Like, I've run Falcons, Continentals, Nankangs. I've ran Nankangs too.
We've all
been there before. You spent all your money on the wheels.
When the Nankangs don't get bubbles and the other ones do, that's not good.
It's not a good sign, you know. But like again, those Pirellis for me, dude. I don't know what it was. I was just cursed with them from when I first got the car. Just bubble after bubble, and that's what made me. I dropped it to the wheel size. I went down to a 17, and then I did a 235 on there. Complete changed the whole car.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that crazy of a tire because I was still on a very, very strict budget then.
You know what I think is so crazy, though? Like, the car I just got rid of as my previous daily for people, you know, listening or watching, it was a 07 Mazda Speed 3. When I bought that car, I've always wanted a Speed 3. That's really just a car I always loved, and I finally got one, and it was pretty cool, and it was adequate. It was a good car. I liked it. For a car that's like, what is that, 15 years old or something like that, or whatever it may be, I thought that by now there would have been a ton of aftermarket support
and
for
I'm
that car.
I'm still kind
of
shocked on that. It's really weird that when you say that, because I feel like that car, I've always seen it modified. I don't think I've ever seen one or two companies. Yeah,
every single person buys a Cobb access port. Every single person's rocking Cork Sport stuff, whatever it may be. And like, there's only a few companies that really do aftermarket support for the Mazda Speed 3. And I was kind of like, my headlight was pulling water, and I wanted to get new LED headlights. They don't have them. No one makes that.
It's still crazy to me because if you go again,
you have to do it custom. You have to open it up. You have to add the LED strips, wire it, and you got to do it custom.
The amount of aftermarket, like non-OEM options you have for your Volkswagen is beyond crazy to me. And the fact that the Mazda didn't have that is, I don't know how. But again, you picked a really good car to mod.
So now I'm in a position where my Mark 7, it's a car that has a plethora of aftermarket support.
Don't get me wrong. You're going to find yourself doing the same things that a lot of Mark 7s do. Like, it's just clean. It's cool. That's the way to do it. But there are a lot of different options for you to just...
Well, if you could do it all over again, you had your Mark 6 brand new all over again. It was bone stock. Like, what? How would you do it different?
I dream of those days.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I'm sure you do.
I dream of those days, dude.
What would you do different?
I don't think I'd do anything different.
Anything?
The only thing I probably wouldn't have ever done would have been wrap the car.
What about the motor mounts?
Oh, those poly mounts, those were, ugh.
Yeah.
But I got some new Velt Motorsport ones.
Okay.
They're amazing.
Nice.
The whole car, it's a completely different feel. The last 5 years, I've been just suffering with those poly mounts and just, I don't know why. I just don't know why. I have no idea why. But yeah, like the mount's okay, but that's little things. But like as far as like the mods and like the position, the way that I've went with it, I don't think I'd change anything besides wrapping the car.
It scares me a little bit because, you know, if you start putting together a list of parts like everyone else probably does and you parts start kind of mapping out where you want to be in terms of modifications and performance or whatever it is, like you start mapping that stuff out, then you go shopping online. If you start adding all that stuff up, it's like, damn, does this start to really
Dude,
add? And that's not including labor. If you can't do it yourself. If you can't do it yourself, then that's not even including labor. And I'm just like, man, I got to be a little bit.
Look at that. That's the brochure that got me to buy my car.
There you go.
That's the legit photo.
You gotta be frugal a little bit, or at least have your priorities in certain ways to figure out what you're going to do first.
Again, that's where you really have to sit down and see, like, it's not something that you're going to go and just take. Again, you can. No, you, of course, if you have it like that, you got it like that, where you can just take 10 grand and just dump it in.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a little process.
I'm more of like a piece by piece type of guy.
100%. That's how it kind of started with the GTI, and then it just kind of went all downhill.
And that's because we're, you know, average Joe's middle class people, right? Like, that, you know, that's why I would say.
I don't even say it as that. It's taking time to learn the car as well. You do little by little, and you're building it up, and you're seeing the difference what each little piece.
I don't know. If I had a preference, if I had the capability of doing it, I would love to have everything I wanted in the boxes sitting there and put them all on at once and transform the car overnight. That's what I would like to do.
You're not wrong. You know? If you're able to do it, I would do it. But, again, you see such a dramatic change that – it just, for me, it's like doing the little by little. It's like, all right, like you feel a little differences here. And then it's like, wow, I'm happy I did that. It changed everything for me.
I feel like in that sense, I kind of feel like you're always going to be looking for more, because it's never like you get used to it once you tack on a little extra new thing. And then you get used to it. And then it's almost like you need something new again. And I feel like that's kind of like a never ending cycle, which is probably something that you fell into. Right?
That was probably with the wheels.
But like if you had everything planned out on paper and said this is exactly what I wanted.
As far as everything on like performance mods wise and everything, it's all the same. The only thing I've really ever constantly changed was wheels and the color of the car.
Right.
So that's all cosmetics to me. Like you buy and sell wheels all day. Like, you know, you sold it for that. You take that money, you go buy it into something new, you know. Again, as far as like the aluminum intercooler, radiator, stage two, the exhaust, the downpipe, all of that, it all would have been.
Probably the same?
It all would have been the same.
You know, I'm in
maybe just different companies, if that, like just to try a different brand, like Tune. I'd love to do an IE Tune. If you were to do one, I'd do one.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in the position right now where I have two bone stock cars because the GTI and the Miata are both just completely whatever. And I'm kind of like trying to think about if I want to put my money towards one or the other and how do I want to split up, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have infinite money. I can't just do everything I want. So, you know, like the Miata, it's going to need brakes, which is just, you know, that's just wear items. But I'm going to need to do brakes and I want to maybe do upgrade rotors. I don't need, you know, calipers. I don't need to do any kind of four piston calipers or anything like that. But I would like to do some upgraded rotors and just probably some better ceramic brakes.
See,
pads.
But it's a Miata.
Yeah.
They're pretty cheap to mod.
Oh, well, here's funny. You know what? Also, other things that I don't know if people, you know, it depends on what you use your car for, whether you're using it for track use or daily driving or whatever it may be. But you know what my go-to mod is now? Go-to, I think, for a street car. If your car doesn't have Apple CarPlay.
Oh, that's
I a- mean... But
I mean, I didn't have Apple CarPlay for a while, but it wasn't really out when I bought
it. You have it
car.
Now, though, right?
I have it now, yeah. I wouldn't live without it now.
It's amazing.
But it's funny, I don't plug in my phone every day, so it's not even, like, on all the time. It's only, like, if I need to use it for
now. But that's something that people don't think about. I mean, that's still $200 to $300 or something like that.
You're not wrong.
Like, that's not a lot of people think about, yeah, I'm going to go mod my car, let me get an Apple CarPlay unit. But I wouldn't go without it.
As long as I could play music, I think I can go without it. Oh. And use the money towards something else. Again, it's only a few $100, but either way.
Now that we are, like when companies in like early 2010s and like 2012 to like 2016-ish or whatever it may be, like all the cars using their proprietary softwares mm-hmm. to get the multimedia systems and whatever it may be, like those all sucked.
Oh yeah, I worked for, and I hate to name drop the brand, but I worked for Toyota, and not gonna lie, it was I hated setting up people's cars and like
it was
hooking
terrible.
Up their Bluetooth. I was like, you got to go into this app and to do this. And
yeah.
They're just like, why can't I just plug in my phone and it all work?
Right.
Because it would be
too easy.
But now, if you go look at a brand new Toyota, it's all Apple CarPlay.
Right. Exactly. So
they made the switch finally.
If you don't have that, it's so funny that I would say that would be one of my first mods. Tires, Apple CarPlay. I feel like that's must.
I see. When you say tires, I go wheels and tires.
Yeah, no,
that's where I go because one, you get the lighter weight wheels, you get to go a little bit wider, and you can change up.
Well, I'm
the
talking
width
if you had $800 in your pocket, all you have to spend, I would just say do tires. That's what I would say. Yeah. And if you have a little bit more and you can do wheels and tires, by all means, you should. But then you run into the issue where if you do wheels and tires, what do you got to do? You got to do suspension. Right.
So before you know it, you're at $5,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, it all comes down to what suspension you want too. But if I had $5,000 to start it all over, it's going to be wheels and suspension. Wheels,
yeah.
Tires, and suspension would be $5,000.
I think
grand.
A lot of people start that way. But if I had a car that was maybe, just underpowered, if I had a BRZ FRS or something like that, or a Honda Civic Si or whatever it may be, a more traditionally underpowered car, probably look to maybe some performance mods or whatever it may be, Fiesta ST, whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
You know?
100%. But even, again, going back to, I hate to keep going back to the Volkswagen, but stage one tune, you get a solid 50-60 torque horsepower, 50-60 torque jump, and same deal with the horsepower. It's solid for the few hundred bucks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even going, that's doing no mods whatsoever. It's just a tune.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I feel like you could do a lot with just $5,000. To have a fun car to drive. Again, it's not going to be the fastest car in the world.
So basically, I think a lot of people fall into the same scenario, though, of maybe wheels, tire, suspension, which, again, you're probably going to, let's think on the cheaper side here, that, you know, say you spend $800 to $900 on tires, you spend another $800 to $900, maybe $1,000 on wheels, and then... Well,
depending on the size, you're probably up more like $1,200 to $1,300.
Right, exactly. And so then you're saying $24,000, and then suspension, good suspension is just rounded off to maybe, $1,000 to $1,400.
See, but that's where do you go? Do you go air ride? Do you go coilovers? Don't get me wrong, I've seen coilovers go more than air ride.
Well, let's be fair. Some people might go springs. Maybe they're only doing $200 to $300 on springs.
And then, but look how much more money you have for performance mods right there.
Yeah, I know. That's how you save.
That's another $2,000 right there.
You know, like, I don't know. I guess if you're willing to realize that if you do the springs, that your struts are going to go a little earlier. If you're okay with that, or maybe the car's older like mine, maybe it doesn't mean that much to you and you just got to replace the struts.
Personally, I'd just go straight to coilovers. I wouldn't do the springs. Springs are good for a light drop, especially if you have something that has a good suspension anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, dampening adjustments and camber adjustments, I'd rather go with a coilover setup. You know, you can get into a solid coilover for $600, $700, $800.
I don't know about that.
I 100% know about that.
Ooh, okay.
I hear Max laughing over there. I 100% know about that. You could definitely get into a solid coilover for under $1,000.
In my Honda, you were getting some...
long ago was it when you had that Honda? That was 10 years ago.
Was.
Yeah. Coilovers.
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. I had that Honda up until... I had the Honda up until 2020.
You had the Honda until 2020? Yep. I didn't know you before that. So.
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, well, you weren't buying coilovers for it in 2020.
I had three sets of coilovers on that car. But
Three sets?
Yeah.
That's absurd. Don't get me wrong. My rear struts are blown. I should really swap those.
My very first set were Megan Racing coilovers, very cheap and crappy, and they were... I shouldn't name drop brands like that. I'm sorry, but maybe Max can bleep that out or something. Yeah, some whatever coilovers, but those were not good, and those had to go. And then I had an issue with one. So
again, it really comes down to the specific car you're looking at. But like with the Volkswagen platform, you could get into a solid coilover for under $1,000.
Yeah, no, okay, I hear that out, definitely.
Solid with camber adjustments, dampening adjustments. Don't get me wrong, it's not going to be the best thing, but, like, you know, if you want a solid coilover, you're going to spend $1,500 plus.
You know what kills me inside is I do feel like everyone kind of takes the same steps in terms of maybe performance mods, that everyone's going to do the bolt-on tune kind of route, which is, you know, the intake, you know, maybe either full exhaust or maybe just cat-back or whatever it may be, and then maybe intercooler, turbo piping, and... I don't know. I mean, you know, downpipe. Like, what else are you going to do? I mean, and then you run a tune. That's what a lot of people do.
See, but that's all entry points to getting into your bigger turbo.
Right.
Into your built injectors. And it you have to start somewhere.
Right.
So that's where perfect. Like, to be honest, I could really, and Scott's going to laugh about this, because if I say this on YouTube, dude, you can't believe it. But I really just need a tune and a new software update.
Yeah.
And I could be pushing 380, 390 horsepower, no issue.
You know, like, for street driving and stuff like that, because that's all I do, there's a part of me that, I guess, I don't know if it's matured or just got boring. I don't know what it is. But, like, that whole power chasing thing when I used to, my Civic was tuned, Hyundai had a Flash Pro, all that stuff, and full bolt-ons and...
because you owned a Honda.
No E85 or anything like that, but the car I put money into. And now today, like where I'm at, like I'm not chasing the power the way I used to. And cars are just fast now, first of all. But
to be honest, all these new cars coming out are just fast.
They're just fast, right? You know what I mean?
For no reason.
Not saying that there's not more, because obviously there's always something faster. But where I'm at right now, if I want to spend my money, man, I don't know. I'm kind of just in this state of mind where it's kind of like, perfect OEM plus kind of like comfort daily cruiser.
God, the fact that you said OEM plus just made me know that you bought a Volkswagen, because that's like just such a term Volkswagen driver.
Whatever, use. But you know.
OEM plus, bro. Let's take these Audi wheels and put them on the car. I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong, but it's just, you sounded.
Anyways, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, maybe I want to do just kind of, you know, maybe some nice comfort interior stuff or whatever it may be. I don't know. Does it make me lame?
I don't think it makes you lame. I think you're thinking strategically because it's a daily.
Yeah.
But again, you could have a really fun daily with some coilovers, a downpipe, intake, and a tune. that thing is going to go and it's going to handle great.
I feel like that's a slippery slope because before you know what?
Well, how is it a slippery slope?
I feel like it's a slippery slope. Once you start adding some performance parts and you start doing tune, then you realize, it's still slow as shit. And then you want to.
But it's gonna be quicker than what you have now.
I know, but you always know that every time you're just saying that, I could just do this and that and then go there.
After that, that's when you start having to build the motor.
Exactly.
But you're not going to go that route on your daily.
You don't know that.
I know that. Guys, if you really want to be honest, mark this date. I guarantee you that car goes up for sale in 1.5 to 2 years. Mark the date.
Yeah,
Max,
maybe.
Mark this date.
Well, we'll see. This car is, I like this car. It's fun. It's been 10 years since I had a GTI.
Again, I'm telling you, dude. I haven't found a fun daily that, price efficient fun daily that hasn't beat the GTI.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a little go-kart. It's not like it's the fastest thing in the world, but it's quick. It's got some pep. It looks good. Pictures.
I wonder if everyone else out there feels similarly in the sense of like if they had to spend, say, a budget of, a reasonable amount of money that people put into serious mods. So in other words, maybe 5 to 10 grand or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's not all at once, obviously.
No, within the time period.
Yeah, but we know how we are. Like, the time period means every pay period. That's what it means.
Yeah, at least once a month, or once every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Parts,
so that means you get 12 parts a year or something like that, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Until you get towards the end, you're just like, I need all of this at once.
You get
now.
4 big parts, expensive parts, and the rest of the way you're getting little stuff along the way.
Again, it's for how I would start it would be wheels, suspension, tires. Then you would have your downpipe, intake, stage 2 tune. And you'll have a field day with that right there for a little while. And then
where are you at budget-wise after that?
Let's see. Wheels and suspension, I'm going to say, it'd be about, because I'm probably going to put it on air because that's me. That's probably about 5 grand right there, wheels, tires, and air. And then another, you're under 10. You'd probably be at like 8.
Yeah.
Probably be at 8.
Well, intake down by 2, you're definitely under 5 on that. So,
Easily. Even that, dude. Again, the Volkswagen platform is cheap to modify.
What about a different car?
Even like with your Honda Civic, even with your Miatas, they're cheaper cars to modify and to play with.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, you're not going to make a ton of power, but they're still going
to
be fun to drive.
Well, to an extent. I mean, there are people who are going to mod those cars and put serious money into those cars and transform them into just a whole different monster.
Even if you go to a lot of these shows, like I see a lot of guys, they'll just do all cosmetic mods. And it looks great, it looks fast, but when you pop the hood, it's stock under there.
Well, where I was at with my Civic was either go to a turbo kit or supercharger and go from there, but I ended up not doing a forced induction route, so, I just kept it NA, but... that's where I was at. If I wanted the more power, it was time to either start going to that and
see. But I think it was I hate to say this too. It's the platform that you'd have to dump a lot in order to make a little bit of power. Versus
now, if I turbocharged it and you tuned it, I think it's going to put out a lot of horsepower.
Oh yeah, but it's going to be a lot of fab work. No.
Yeah, it would be. You have to put way more into it then. Let's be honest.
It's going
to
be a lot more than probably what your budget would be.
I don't know, but it's tough to say because that's just something I wasn't sure about. But now I'm in this less heavy modern space in my own head as a daily driver. Now I could decide to maybe do that with the Miata as a weekend car, but I kind of like the way it is, but I don't know.
It took me probably 2 years to tune my car before I tuned it. That's 2 years of owning it just like driving around stock with an intake on it, thinking I was hot shit. But again, you learn the car, you learn you push its limits, and then you see how far can you push the limits.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's...
I think my road to modding is going to be a little bit more kind of...
I'm going to keep sending you stuff. Every day down. I'm just going to send you something new, and I'm going to build this budget for you. And
you're going to build a budget for me?
Well, I'm going to tell you what to spend your money on.
As long
on.
As you pay my bills.
No, I'm not paying the bills. That's what we have credit cards for. PayPal credit. You got 6 months to pay, no interest.
No.
Come on, dude. I'm telling you.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's all right. I'll sign you up for it. Just give me your social. I'll sign you up for it, and I'll start ordering everything that you need.
Yeah. I'm still on the fence with some of the stuff
we're going to
do.
You'll be on air before you know it.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do it. But I don't know what I want to do with the Miata is the point to those. Like, I don't know. I got to kind of split up my efforts into two.
Again, I think if your Miata is your weekend car, you should invest the money into there.
Yeah, I know. But, now I got to go get a repair because someone hit it in the parking lot.
I don't think you needed to tell everybody that.
Yeah, so, but that's already money. I mean, it's just all of a sudden that takes away from the budget.
That's insurance, though.
I'm not doing insurance or
it. I mean, you can. It was parked in a parking lot. You weren't driving it. You weren't in the car. It's no fault on you.
I don't want the rate to go up.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
I think everyone can relate to that.
Oh, yeah. I've done it, too.
But, all right, so I guess the point of this was no matter what car you had, if you had a time frame and a budget of, you know, what you're looking to do to add some modifications to your car, how would you break that down and how would you, you know, what would be your route of approaching that? You know, that was the whole point of this conversation, right?
I mean, the approach would be to start off with suspension.
Yeah.
And then it'd be the wheels. Than tires.
But that's you.
That's me. Yeah.
But other people may not do the same thing.
Again, it really, you have to look at what you want.
Yeah.
If you're like, no, I want initial power right away. I want it to look stock. I want it to be a sleeper. Then, yeah, you're going to start doing the intake, your downpipe, your tune, your turbo pipe, everything.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you guys are watching this, let us know what you would have done and how you would approach that kind of scenario, because that's something similar that I'm in right now.
Well, how would you? Well, yeah, again, you don't know how you would approach it.
I think my genuine plan is, without all your guys' influence, because I'm sitting here at work and everyone's telling me do this, whatever it may be. I got all my own gut feeling self. I would probably, it's inevitable that I'm going to get a set of wheels. Let's be honest, because I work here. So
I mean, like,
it's inevitable that I'm going to get a set of wheels.
Okay,
so
then you also need coils.
Right. At the same time. In my personal opinion, I think I would need coils.
Yeah, 100%. Right.
So I agree with that. So I'd probably do suspension, wheels, tires.
Yeah.
And then from there, I don't know. I mean, the car is so easy to tune and to get aftermarket parts for. So we're talking about the GTI in particular. Like, that is just so easy and ton of aftermarket support. I don't know. Maybe I'll do some, cosmetic pieces or whatever it may be. I like the little spoiler on the GTIs because I really like the way that looks. Mm-hmm. So just little stuff like that. And then I don't know. We'll see. I don't think I'm going to do an exhaust or anything like that. I just don't feel like it.
I don't think you need
it. I live in an apartment complex. I don't want to be that guy with a super loud car and, you know, whatever. And you know.
Catless downpipe, intake, done.
Catless downpipe?
Mm-hmm.
In New York?
We won't talk about how I pass inspections.
Yeah, yeah. I've been through that road before. That's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it is.
But
it's good to know people.
I don't think I'm going to be dumping as much money as I think. But if you guys have the budget for it, let us know what you guys would do. And, we'll see you next time.
Later.